是平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我很高兴啊，今天又在周日的时候可以跟大家一起分享神的话语。
I'm very excited to be sharing God's word here with you.
但是今天在我开始之前啊，我有一个任务。
But before I start today, I want to do something.
就是提醒大家，你们手中有一个为我们讲到的人所一个反馈的调查问卷。
In your hands, as you were coming in, you should got the flyer. That's for preacher's evaluation.
这样的话可以帮助我们更好来准备我们周日的讲道。
And that is to help us preachers improve on our Sunday sermons.
所以等一下，等你们等我们讲道结束以后，你们填好这个表格，可以放在后边一个盒子里边。
So after the sermon, please take some time to fill it out and put the evaluation form in a box, paper box outside.
我还想说一点啊，就是今天刚才在听见 NCU 弟兄姐妹带我们敬拜的时候。
And I also wanted to say that as the brothers and sisters from NCU were leading us in the time of worship,
我非常非常的感动。
I was deeply moved.
我们不一样的种族。
We are from different race.
不同的肤色。
And different color of skin.
我们说不同的语言。
Speaking different languages.
但我们却敬拜同一位神。
But we worship the same God.
当我看见他们用中文在唱赞美诗的时候
When I listen to their singing in Chinese
我觉得这就是从美国人嘴里边能讲出最美的中文了你们说是吗
I think that's a very very beautiful sound coming out of
再次欢迎你们
people.
再次欢迎你们
Thank you.
来我们中间一起来崇拜 OK 好准备今天的信息我真的花了很长的时间
I spent a long time preparing the message today
这段经文其实很多人是非常熟悉的
And I believe many of you are very familiar with this scripture
但是很多时候我们对这段经文的理解不够全面
But a lot of times our understanding and interpretation is not authentic enough
而且本来这段经文在神学上面就有一些的争议
And also there are some theological debates regarding this passage
但这些都不是我今天的重点
But that's not what I want to talk about today
我盼望我们今天一起来学习神的话语
I hope, it is my hope that we will learn from God's word together.
让我们看一看神要通过这么几节经文告诉我们什么。
And to find out what God wants to say to us through these few verses.
好，让我们一起先来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父神，主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你，感谢你以你的恩典慈爱来带我们。我们每一个人都是不配的罪人，但是因着你对我们的爱。因着你的怜悯，你差遣你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这个世上，他用宝血洗清我们的罪，为我们披上公义的义袍。今天可以让我们每一个人坦然无惧地来到你的施恩宝座前来敬拜你。主啊，我们何等的感恩，盼望我们今天的学习，你能光照我们，让我们从你的话语中看到你是何等的爱我们，看到你的公义，看到你的怜悯，也看到你的大爱。愿圣灵来带领我们接下来的时间，愿你与我们同在。我们感谢主，靠耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。好 ，Donald 在今年第一次讲道的时候
，As Donald preached our first sermon of the year，
以及 Sarah 上周讲道
，And also Sarah's preaching last week，
他们都有提到说，我们今年教会主日正道的大题目是 Empowering each other， 就是彼此鼓励、属灵长进。
They both mentioned that the theme of preaching this year is empowering each other。
啊，这是一个什么样的题目呢
？And what kind of theme is this？
这是一个用生命去影响和改变另一个生命的题目。
It means to influence another life with our own life。
我们每一个基督徒都要去做耶稣的门徒。
Every one of us Christians should be the disciple of Jesus Christ。
所以我们首先要来看一看耶稣所以我们的生命首先要被耶稣去影响和改变
So first of all, our life needs to be changed by Jesus Christ
等我们属灵的生命成熟以后我们身上可以结出圣灵的果子
As our life mature, we should be able to bear the spiritual fruit
等我们灵命成熟以后我们又可以去影响和改变其他人
And when we are mature enough, we are able to influence other lives
但是
However,
我们每一个人生命真正的改变和影响一定都从神而来
But true authentic change only comes from God himself
这就是为什么我们在过去几周一直在学习约翰福音
That's why we've been learning from Gospel of John
因为首先我们要看一看耶稣他自己是怎么去影响和改变他周围的人
Because we need to know how Jesus influenced and changed people around him
那我们今天的经文约翰福音第八章一到十一节
So as we read from John, chapter 8, 1 to 11,
讲述的就是耶稣怎么去影响和改变他周围人的一个故事。
This is a story about how Jesus changed those around him.
如果你有圣经，我希望你可以打开。
If you have a Bible with you, please turn to John chapter 8.
因为今天的经文比较短，就由我来给大家读一次。
I'll just read, it's a very short verse, I'll just read for you.
但是我读的时候盼望大家跟我一起来看。
But please read along.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去，清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说：夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的，摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把她怎么样呢？他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的权柄。把柄好。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一个人，还有那妇人仍站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来对他说：妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说：主啊，没有。耶稣说：我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。好，今天的经文其实是比较简短的。
This is a very short passage.
然后这个故事也比较清楚。
And a very easy story.
就讲在清早的时候，耶稣在圣殿里面教训他的门徒。
In the morning, Jesus was teaching his disciples in the synagogue.
吸引了很多人来听。
A lot of people were listening.
就在这个时候呢，犹太人的领袖就是这些文士和法利赛人。
And at this time, the Jewish leaders, the scribes and the Pharisees.
他们就带了一个正在犯奸淫时被捉的妇人来到耶稣面前。
They took with them a woman who was caught in the act of adultery.
他们想去问耶稣该怎么处置她。
And wanted to ask Jesus how we should deal with this woman.
所以这个事件中的人物也非常清楚。
So the characters in the story is also very simple.
第一是耶稣基督。
Jesus was one of them.
然后还有这些文士和法利赛人。
And the scribes and the Pharisees.
当然还有这个行淫的妇人。
And the woman who was caught in adulterous act.
所以今天我们就要从不同的角度来看一看这三个角色在整个事件中的反应如何。
So now we're going to see how these characters all respond to this incident.
Let me see whether I can control it. 算一下啊。
对。
没有啊。
好像没有用啊。
对。OK.
发生什么事？
It's OK.整个事情啊，都是围绕这个行淫时被拿的妇人所展开的。
The whole story revolved around this woman who was an adulterous woman.
所以我们就首先来看一看这个犯奸淫的妇人。
So let's look at this woman.
她当时是一种什么样的状况呢？
What kind of situation was she in?
我想，首先她一定是非常的羞愧哈，你已经看见了。
First of all, she must be extremely shameful.
因为我们从经文中可以看到，当时耶稣周围有很多的人。
We saw that there were a lot of people surrounding.
这个妇人可谓是颜面尽失。
She has lost face.
为什么？因为在场的每个人都知道她犯了奸淫。
Because everybody knows that she was caught in the act.
我们每一个人都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们每天都在犯罪犯错误。
We are sinning and doing wrong every day.
但是很多时候我们感到羞愧，是因为我们的罪、我们的错误被暴露在众人的面前。
But a lot of times we only feel shameful because our sins are exposed.
但更让我们感到羞愧的是，我们正在犯错误、正在犯罪的时候，被抓了一个现行。
And what's worse is if we are committing to act and we are caught.
让我们连狡辩、连掩盖的机会都没有。
And there's no chance for you to find excuses.
你们想一想，犯奸淫是多么羞耻、偷偷摸摸、见不得人的事情。
Adultery, the act of adultery, how shameful is that?
这个妇人怎么可能在犯奸淫的时候被人抓一个正着呢？
How can this happen that she was caught in the act while she was in bed?
我想他其实跟我们很多人在做错事一样，有一个心态，心存侥幸。
I think her mentality is very similar to a lot of us. When we're committing a sin, we feel that we won't be caught.
这跟我们很多时候一样。
It's just like many of us.
很多时候我们做一件错误的事情的时候，我们都会告诉自己，今天我做这件事情可能没有人知道。
We will tell ourselves when we're doing something wrong that nobody knows that I'm doing this.
但每当我们心存侥幸的时候
，But whenever we have this kind of mentality,
总会东窗事发。
It always is exposed.
为什么？因为纸它包不住火。
Because what's hidden will always be revealed.
我小时候一个男孩非常的贪玩。
When I was a little boy, I was very naughty.
读中学的时候啊，每天放学我都不会直接回家去做作业、学习功课。
After in high school, after I get off school, I would never go home and work on assignment. I always just go off and play.
我会直接去球场打球。
I would go to the basketball court.
然后去外边买点烧烤吃。
Or buy some barbecue.
然后回到家以后，我父母一般都会问，哎，今天为什么那么晚回家呀
？And then when I finally got home, my parents would ask me, "Where have you been?"
我常常不加思索的就回答他们。
And I would tell them without thinking.
我们今天全班上自习了，我去学习了。
I said the whole class stayed to study extra.
有一年冬天
one winter,
我放学以后仍然去打球
I went to the basketball court after school
我回家以后我妈妈照样问我你去哪里了
I went home and my mom asked me where have you been
然后我按照以往的方式去回答她
And I answered her in my usual way
但那一天
But that day
我妈把手从我的外套伸进去摸我背后
My mom reached into the back of my jacket to touch my back
然后满手都是汗水
And full of sweat
然后我妈妈说
She said,
你学的真用功啊
She said, "You've been studying hard, haven't you?"
学的浑身都是汗水
You sweat all over.
当时我十分的羞愧
And I felt very shameful at that time.
并不是因为我放学没有回家学习去打球
And that shame did not come from, I went to the basketball court.
是因为我的谎言被当场拆穿
It was because my lie was exposed.
很多时候，我们所担心的都是我们的罪不要在众人面前被显露出来。
Oftentimes, what we worry about is that people don't find out about our sins.
所以一方面，我们心存侥幸地继续活在罪中，继续犯罪。
So we have this mentality of trying to stay, continue sinning.
一方面，我们掏空心思来掩盖我们所犯的罪。
On the other hand, we will try to come up with excuses and covers for our sins.
但是弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过
？But have you thought of this?
我们的一举一动，我们的心思意念，在神面前是暴露无遗的。
God can see what's inside our heart.
没有任何的遮盖，没有任何的掩饰。
There's no excuse and no cover.
从亚当夏娃犯罪
，since the time of Adam and Eve，
到该隐杀死他弟兄亚伯
，and then Cain killed his brother Abel.
神他都知道。
God knows all.
我们神是全知全能的神。
God is omnipotent and omniscient.
他鉴察我们的内心，我们的一举一动，我们的心思意念，他都知道。
He looks inside our heart and he knows all our thoughts.
What happened again?
麻烦你就直接到下一个吧。
好，帮我按一下下一个，好不好？谢谢。好，因为在诗篇这里讲得很清楚，说我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
In Psalm 129 it says, "You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar."
你知道吗？我们每一个人在人的面前都可以活得体体面面、风风光光。
All of us can live a decent life in front of other people.
没有人知道我们的软弱。
Nobody knows our weaknesses.
没有人知道我们的捆绑。
Nobody knows our bondage.
没有人知道我们身上的罪。
Or the sins.
没有人知道我们周日今天从教会走出去以后。
Nobody knows what we do after we leave church on Sunday.
马上沉迷于网络之中。
Maybe we go on the internet, we have a binge.
沉迷于酒精之中。
We have a drinking binge.
沉迷于大麻之中。
Or smoking weed.
沉迷于黄色电影之中。
Or pornography.
过着醉酒痴迷的欲望，充满欲望的生活。
And we fill our life with all these pursue after our desires.
但是每当我们这样行的时候
，But whenever we're doing these things,
我们以为周围的人不知道的时候
，We think people don't know.
神就在那里看着我们的一言一行。
God is there watching over.
我们每一次犯罪的时候。神都抓我们一个现行。
Every time we sin, God catches us in the act.
也许今天我们的罪不会在众人面前被显露出来。
Perhaps our sin is not exposed in front of everybody.
但是当神再来审判的时候
，But when God comes again to in judgment，
我们做过的每一件事情
，Everything that we do，
我们说过的每一句话
，Everything we say，
我们想过的每一个意念
，Every thought that we ever had，
就说隐而未现的罪
，Our hidden sins，
都会放在一个大屏幕上面，像一个电影一样被播放出来。
We can imagine it will be on a screen showing for everybody to see。
在神的面前
in front of God，
在人的面前
in front of people，
到时候
in that time，
我们每一个人都会像这个犯奸淫的妇人一样感到极大的羞愧。
We will feel extreme shame just like this woman。
好，我们下一个好吧。这个妇人，我想她除了感到羞耻以外，她一定是非常非常的害怕的。
And I also imagine this woman, other than the feeling of being shameful, she was also very scared.
因为她不知道接下来会发生什么。
Because she doesn't know what will happen to her.
她面临的是一场审判。
She was in a trial.
按照摩西的律法，她很有可能面临的就是死刑。
According to the law of Moses, she was facing death.
我们下一个，可是她也没有办法。
But what can she do?
因为错了就是错了。
Because she has done this.
所以就在这样一种羞耻、恐惧和无助的状态下，神开口对她说话。
So under this circumstance, she was shameful, scared, and helpless. Jesus spoke to her.
天君，我们下一个好吧？好，这看得见哈。OK， 但是当耶稣开口对这个妇人说话之前，这些文士和法利赛人他们先说话了。
Before Jesus even spoke, the scribes and the Pharisees said something first.
当他们把这个洗净的妇人带到耶稣面前的时候，他们的动机是什么呢？
What was their intention of bringing this woman in front of Jesus?
他们是真的去寻求神的公义吗？
Do you think they were seeking God's righteousness?
他们是真的想去成全摩西的律法吗？
Do you think they want to fulfill Moses' law?
还是说他们真的想去请教耶稣说知道该怎么处理这件事情？
Or they were asking Jesus humbly how to deal with a situation like this?
很显然，这个经文讲得非常清楚。
The verse says very clearly.
他们的动机是说，他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。
Their intention, it says, it was tempting him, and that they might have to accuse him.
他们并不想 ，OK， 他们我怎么组织一下语言哈？他们这样做 ，OK， 其实是想跟耶稣设下一个陷阱。
What they were doing is setting a trap.
他们自己其实心中已经有了一个想要得到的答案。
They have an answer in their heart.
但是呢，他们想把耶稣逼到一个进退两难的地步。
But they want to
下一个
back Jesus into a corner。
一方面呢，如果耶稣说去成全摩西的律法，说同意去处死这个妇人。
If Jesus said, "Okay, according to Moses' law, we should stone this woman to death."
他们就会去控告耶稣违背了罗马帝国的法律。
They can accuse Jesus of going against the law of the Roman government.
因为当时的犹太人受罗马帝国统治。
Because these Jewish people were what's the word?
Governed. Okay.
They were governed by the Roman people.
啊，所以他们是没有权利是对任何人执行死刑的。
So they have no power to execute anyone.
这一点在约翰福音后边几节经文可以看出来。
You can see that at the very back of the Gospel of John.
这里讲比拉多说：“你们自己带他去，按照你们的律法审问他吧。”
Because Pilate at that time was telling people to you take him away and put him on trial according to your own law.
犹太人怎么说？他说我们没有杀人的权柄。
And the Jewish people answered that we don't have the power to execute him.
但是当耶稣如果去饶恕这个妇人，会发生什么？
However, on the other hand, if Jesus was to just forgive this woman,
他们又会指责耶稣不遵从神的律法。
They can then accuse him of breaking God's law.
他们会去质疑耶稣的公义何存。
They can accuse him of lacking righteousness.
他们会搬出利未记二十章第十节说。
They can cite Leviticus.
与邻舍之妻行淫的奸夫淫妇都必致死。
The law says both adulterers and adulteress, adulterer and adulteress must be put to death.
好，天君，我们下一个好吧？这些文士和法利赛人，他们是一群什么样的人呢
？What are these kind of people, Pharisees and scribes?
他们高举摩西律法。
They upheld the Moses' law.
但是耶稣却称他们为假冒伪善。
But Jesus calls them hypocrites.
但从今天的经文，其实我们就可以看出一点端倪来。
But from this scripture, we can tell something.
他们是真正的去遵守神的律法吗
？Do you think they really uphold every bit of the law?
真正的按照律法，我们可以看到奸夫淫妇都必致死。
If they were acting according to the law exactly, what it says here is both the adulterer and the adulteress must be put to death.
大家有没有感到奇怪？整个过程中，被犯奸淫的妇女被抓个正着，奸夫在哪里？
Do you think it's weird that we don't see the man in this situation?
其次啊，在这些文士和法利赛人的心里，他们并不承认耶稣基督是主。
And in the hearts of the scribes and Pharisees, they do not accept that Jesus is the Lord.
他们就更不会认同耶稣会有这个审判的权柄。
Of course, they don't think he has the power to judge.
所以，如果按照申命记的律法来讲，他们根本就不该把这个妇人带到耶稣面前去问耶稣该怎么审判。
So according to Deuteronomy, they shouldn't have taken this woman in front of Jesus to ask Jesus how we should deal with this woman.
所以，他们一方面用律法给耶稣设了一个圈套。
So they're trying to give Jesus a trap with the law.
而他们自己完完全全没有遵从神的律法。
At the same time, they are breaking the law by going about this.
因此，有一点我们非常的清楚。
So we can see this clearly.
这些文士和法利赛人，他们是怀着恶意的。
They have ill intention.
他们是要去试探耶稣。
They are here to tempt Jesus.
甚至他们想借着罗马人的手去除掉耶稣。
Or they want to kill Jesus through the hand of the Roman government.
那么当主耶稣基督在面临这样的圈套和挑战的时候，他的反应又如何呢？
And what was Jesus' reaction towards this trap?
他做了什么呢？
What did he do?
他是正面的义愤填膺的指出他们的恶意吗？
Did he point out their ill intention?
还是他们严厉的指责，针锋相严厉的指责，针锋相对吗？
Or did they get into a huge vehement argument?
都不是。
Neither did those things happen.
我们要知道哈，当时耶稣在场，周围有很多的百姓。
There were a lot of people, crowds surrounding them at that time.
耶稣的一言一行都在众目睽睽之下。
What Jesus was saying and what he did was under scrutiny.
对于我们基督徒来讲也是如此。
And us Christians is the same, isn't it?
我们无论在任何环境下，周围都有很多人在注视着我们的言行。
In all circumstances, people are watching and seeing what we're doing.
而面对这些文士和法利赛人的挑衅，耶稣首先选择了什么？冷处理。
So Jesus first responded with calmness.
他弯着腰在地上写字。
He bent down to write something in the sand.
很多时候，无视和忽略是对恶者最大的、最好的回应。
A lot of times, it's best to ignore the evildoers.
可是很多当这些文士和法利赛人又反复去追问耶稣的时候呢，他并没有逃避。
But when they pursued him in questions, he did not run away.
他直接去面对这个问题。
He faced it.
他怎么回答
？What did he say?
他说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。”
He said, "Whoever of you have not ever sinned, you can cast the first stone."
这些文士和法利赛人，他们最初以为耶稣会去饶恕这个妇人，而让他走。
These Pharisees might have thought that Jesus will forgive this woman and let her go.
但是他们却没想到，耶稣给出来的答案却出奇的遵循了摩西的律法。
But they never thought that Jesus would give an answer like this. It did uphold Moses' law.
耶稣面对他们对这个妇人的指控毫无意义。
Because this accusation towards this woman is really meaningless.
那个妇人的确有罪。
The woman, of course, is sinful.
她该受到律法的审判。
She should stand trial.
但是耶稣对律法提出了更严格的要求。
But Jesus gave a more strict interpretation towards the law.
他使这些文士和法利赛人在去审判这个妇人的时候，他们的良心同时也遭到审判。
He's asking these Pharisees as they are judging this woman, their conscience is also under judgment.
当然，耶稣的意思并不是要阻拦人去执行刑罚。
Of course, Jesus is not trying to stop the punishment.
而是他要提醒人不要无视自己的罪，而毫不留情的去审判和刑罚其他人。
But he's reminding us that do not overlook your own sins as you're judging other people.
因为我们怎么判断其他人，神也照样来审判我们。
Because how we judge other people, we will also be judged.
结果这些控告者听到耶稣的这一番话，一个个落荒而逃。
And these accusers, after listening to what Jesus said, they just all ran away.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们的良心叫他们知罪。
Because their conscience convicted them.
这群文士和法利赛人，他们熟知律法。
These Pharisees and scribes, they know the law.
在上帝神圣洁的律法下，谁是无罪的呢？
Under God's perfect law, no one is sinless.
有人说，这些人从老到少的离开，是因为老人知道自己身上犯的罪更多，所以他们先走了。
Some people interpret it this way, says that everyone from young and old, they all left because old people know that they are sinful, so they left first.
好，到这里的时候啊，这个事情好像有了一个了结。
And we can kind of see an ending here.
耶稣并没有掉到这个文士和法利赛人的陷阱里面。
Jesus did not fall into the trap of the Pharisees and scribes.
这些挑事的人也都离开了。
And the accusers have all left.
但是
，however，
这个故事的高潮。才刚刚开始。
The point of the story is just beginning.
因为接下来耶稣和这个妇人的对话才是整段经文的重点。
Because the point is what Jesus said to this woman.
好，在这里哈讲到，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍站在当中。耶稣就问他，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？
Until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there, Jesus straightened up and asked her, Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?
她说，主啊，没有。
No one, sir, she said.
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life for sin, of sin.
很多人看到这里啊，就说，看，耶稣是赦罪的主。
A lot of the traditional interpretations will say, "See, Jesus is a Lord of forgiveness."
犯奸淫那样的罪，耶稣都可以赦免。我们还有什么罪是不能被赦免的呢
？He can forgive a sin such as adultery. Then we can, of course, forgive all sins.
这说的没错。
That's correct.
只要我们真心悔改。
As long as we repent out of our hearts.
神是信实的，是公义的。
God is righteous and faithful.
他定能赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He can wash away our sins and forgive us.
但是我要问大家的问题是
，But my question is this:
耶稣向罪妥协了吗
？Did Jesus compromise with the sin?
这里不是告诉我们说耶稣完全宣告这个妇人没有罪。
Jesus did not say this woman is innocent.
而是耶稣允许这个妇人离开。
He allowed her to leave.
这定罪是什么意思呀
？What does it mean to condemn?
如果我们去看一下字典，我们会发现
，When we look at the lexicon, we will see
这个定罪它有宣判，去判一个人刑罚的意思在里面。
It means to pronounce something, someone to be guilty.
就好比一个杀人犯，他在法官面前被审判。
For example, a murderer is standing trial in front of a judge.
法官宣判他的罪应该受到什么样什么样的刑罚。
The judge will announce his sentence.
所以在这里，耶稣并没有向罪妥协。
So Jesus did not compromise with sin.
并没有说没事，我原谅你。
He did not say it's okay, I forgive you.
犯奸淫的罪无关紧要。
It doesn't matter you committed adultery.
而耶稣想告诉这个妇人什么
？But what did Jesus want to say to this woman?
我今天就不来宣判怎么惩罚你了。
He said he didn't pronounce the sentence.
我们有没有罪，还需要耶稣来告诉我们吗？
Do we need Jesus to tell us whether or not we have sinned?
圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible says all of us have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
我们每个人都是从罪而生。
Every one of us is born in sin.
我们的心思意念，我们的言行举止充满了污秽。
Our acts, our words are all filled with dirty things.
我们根本不需要耶稣来告诉我们是不是罪人。
We do not need Jesus to tell us that we're sinners.
因为这是一个事实。
Because it's the truth.
但是，我想让大家思考的是，罪的工价是什么呢
？But what is the wage of sin?
罪的工价乃是死。
The wage of sin is death.
最大的问题是我们去面对罪所带来什么样的结果
？The greatest question we have to ask is what kind of consequence do we face as we face sin?
耶稣为什么有权柄来定我们的罪？
How come Jesus has the authority to condemn?
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
他是公义的审判者。
He's a righteous judge.
面对这个明明有罪该被石头打死的妇人，他为什么说不定罪了呢
？This woman is has sinned, but why did Jesus say that he does not condemn her?
是因为犯奸淫可以不受到惩罚吗
？Does it mean that being a adulteress is okay?
约翰福音三章十六节，大部分人都会背。
We all know how to recite John 3:16.
但十七节说什么呢？
But what does verse 17 say?
因为神差派他的儿子来到世上，不是为了定世人的罪，而是为了世人借着他得救。
Verse 17 says, For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
这句经文讲的什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
是说神对我们的犯罪的惩罚可以没有了吗？
Does that mean God can spare us of the consequence of sin?
试想一下，我欠了 Sarah 很多钱。
For example, if I owe Sarah a lot of money.
我们一起来到法官面前，让法官来裁决。
And we go before a judge for him to give a sentence.
然后法官说，算了吧，文波，我就不定你的罪了。
And the judge said, "It's okay, Wenbo. I do not condemn you."
好，这件事情就这样结束了。
And this matter will end here.
那法官的公义何存？
Then he's not a righteous judge, isn't he?
Sarah 会怎么想？
What would Sarah think?
我们教会啊，讲最多的一个字什么？是爱啊。
We talk about love at church.
但很多时候我们没有完全理解到神对我们的爱。
But we don't often understand what the love of God is.
因为我们不知道我们的神除了爱，他还有公义。
Because we need to also realize that God is a God of love, also a God of righteousness.
神的爱是建立在他公义之上的。
And His love is built on His righteousness.
什么是神的公义？
What is God's righteousness?
是神对罪的憎恶。
God hates sins.
对罪的不妥协。
He does not compromise with sins.
对罪最严厉的惩罚。
And He delivers severe.Punishment towards sin.
是的，神爱世人。
God does love the world.
他绝对不是没有条件的溺爱。
But he does not溺爱是吗？
Love without conditions, spoiled or something like that. I don't know.
But he does not love without rules.
神对我们的爱所表达唯一最好的方式是。
His best expression of love is this.
耶稣他自己为我们承担了罪所要付上的代价。
Jesus shouldered the consequence that we were to face.
耶稣不定我们的罪。
Jesus does not condemn us.
让我们接着他得救。
So we can be saved through him.
说的就是要把我们从罪的这个后果中间拯救出来。
He saved us from the consequence of sin.
把我们从这个罪的刑罚中拯救出来。
From the punishment of sin.
这就是神爱我们表现的方式。
This is how God showed his love.
就像耶稣去爱这位行淫的妇人一样。
Just like how Jesus loved this woman.
犯奸淫所应有的刑罚并没有免除。
The consequence of adultery is still there.
而耶稣他自己完完全全的亲自去承担。
But Jesus shouldered it. He bore it.
所以他才可以告诉这个妇人说去吧。
That's how he can tell this woman to go.
他言外之意是说我来替你。受这个惩罚。
And what he means to say is that I will bear your sin for you.
被石头打死。
To be stoned to death.
是多么残忍、多么痛苦、多么没有尊严的刑罚。
What a painful punishment.
但是这个就是奸淫所要承担的后果。
But this is the consequence of adultery.
因为神他憎恶罪。
Because God hates sin.
因为神他是公义和圣洁。
Because God is holy and righteousness.
神爱我们的方式就是把这一切我们应该所承受的后果，他对罪的愤怒完完全全的加在他独生爱子耶稣身上。
And the way God loves us is to add upon His own Son, Jesus, the consequence that we should have faced.
是的，耶稣就是这样残忍、痛苦的、没有尊严的被钉在了十字架上。
Jesus, that's how Jesus was nailed to the cross, a painful death.
他为我们承受了这极大的痛苦。
He bore our sins. He bore the pain.
而神他自己就看着这一切的发生。
And God was there watching all this happen.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们每一次在教会去握别人的手说耶稣爱你。
So every time we shake our hands with our friends at church and we say Jesus loves you.
当我们说耶稣爱你的时候，去想一想耶稣是怎么爱我们每一个人自己的。
Let's think about how Jesus loves us.
当我们讲到神的怜悯的时候，我们去讲到神不定罪的时候，想想我们自己。
When we talk about God's mercy, we think about ourselves.
我们本来应该面对的就是这冰冷无情的石头。
What we should have faced is stoning.
我们所面对的就是应该是神的唾弃。
We should have faced God's rejection.
但这一切耶稣替我们来承担了。
But Jesus bore it all for us.
这个就是耶稣的怜悯，耶稣的爱。
This is Jesus' mercy, Jesus' love.
这就是这段经文所讲的，耶稣说我不定你们的罪了。
And what that's what this verse means when Jesus said, "I do not condemn you."
耶稣这样的爱是没有条件的溺爱吗
？Is that lenient on a spoiled kind of love?
是本来我欠了 Sarah 很多钱，法官就替我还了。
No, it means if I owe Sarah a lot of money, the judge pay her back on my behalf.
然后我回头我找黄叔叔借了更多的钱。
And then next I will go to Uncle John and borrow more money.
然后法官无条件继续帮我还黄叔叔。
And then the judge will next repay my debt to John.
我觉得今天啊，最重要的一节经文就是最后一句。
And the most important verse is here.
从此不要再犯罪了。
Go now and leave your life of sin.
这句话表明了耶稣对这位犯奸淫的妇人。也是对我们每一个罪人最深切的期盼。
Jesus has this expectation not only of this woman but of every one of us.
就是好比我们的救命恩人，他要为我们而死。
Imagine someone who saved your life and he died for you.
他临终前对我们的嘱咐。
Right before he died, he expects this of us.
耶稣不定我们的罪，是为我们而死，是为了让我们继续犯罪吗
？Did Jesus give up his life for us so that we can continue sinning?
断乎不是。
Of course not.
神的恩典是为了让我们真正的悔改。
God's grace is for us to repent.
有人说这个妇人她真正的悔改了。
Some people said this woman truly repented.
为什么？因为她称耶稣为主啊。
Because he called Jesus Lord.
我想她可能也不会再犯奸淫了。
I don't think he will commit adultery again.
因为她深深的感受到了罪所带给她的羞耻。
Because she felt the consequence and the shame come from her sin.
她深深地体会到了她所要面临的刑罚而带来的恐惧。
And she also felt the fear that brought upon by her sin.
当一个人有这样体会的时候
，When we have that kind of realization,
我相信她会真正的悔改。
We will truly repent.
她会从奸淫这个罪中走出来。
Just like this woman, she will leave her life of sin.
所以今天这几节经文就告诉我们，神是怎么来激励和改变这个罪人的。
So this is we learn from the scripture how God encourage and change a sinner.
我们今天的时间是非常有限的啊。
Of course, we cannot continue to keep on preaching.
但是从这段宝贵的经文，我们学到了什么呢
？But what can we learn from this passage?
耶稣他不是要来破坏律法。
Yes, Jesus was not here to ruin or break the law.
律法的目的是要被遵从。
The purpose of the law is to be fulfilled.
但是不可被亵渎。
But it will not be blasphemed.
看到这些，当我们看到这些文士和法利赛人，他们一方面高举律法，一方面去用律法来试探耶稣，而自己不遵守律法的时候。
When we see the acts of these Pharisees and scribes, they are holding Jesus and themselves to a double standard.
我们自己学到什么样的功课呢
？What do we learn from this?
当我们去指责和评论一件事情之前
，As we before we judge or comment on something,
先认清自己的动机。
We have to look at our own intention.
我们自己是洁净的吗
？Are we clean?
当我们面对周围的人所犯下的错。
As we see other people's sins,
我们是否像这些文士和法利赛人一样断章取义的去为了达到自己的目的、自己的不满去控告其他人
？Are we like these scribes and Pharisees, accusing of other people to fulfill our own purpose?
我们很多时候站在教会
，A lot of times we are in church.
我们看见弟兄姐妹的软弱
，We see the weaknesses of brothers and sisters.
我们并不是站在神公义的角度。
We are not standing in God's righteousness.
我们反而是在自己不停地违背神律法的同时，我们要求别人完完全全地去遵循神的律法。
But we expect other people to uphold God's law completely while we are breaking God's law all the time.
这就好比我们在服事的时候，我们有很多不满。
Sometimes when we are serving in ministry, we will have a lot of disgruntled.
并不是说这位弟兄姐妹做了什么不合神心意的事情。
And it's not because this brother and sister has done something against God's law.
更多的时候，我们的抱怨是来自于。
A lot of times our complaint comes from.
他做的不好，是因为他没有按照我希望的方式去行。
This person is not doing well enough because he or she did not do it according to the way I wanted it.
所以，当我们用神的话用律法断章取义的去针对其他人的时候我们一定要小心
So when we use the Bible, use God's words to accuse other people,
我们很容易就变成这些文士和法利赛人去试探耶稣。
We become these scribes and Pharisees, and we're tempting Jesus.
但是
，however，
我更要提醒大家
，I want to remind you of this.
这并不是我们对罪就要妥协。
I'm not saying that we should compromise with sin.
教会中明明有很多不讨神喜悦的事情。
In the church, there are a lot of things that God does not.
我们却睁一只眼闭一只眼。
That does not fulfill God's law or sinning, but we are too lenient towards it.
或者更有甚者说，神都可以饶恕，我们为什么不可以呢
？And some people will even say that God has already forgiven this person. How come we cannot forgive?
耶稣他向罪妥协了吗
？Jesus did not compromise with sin.
他直面告诉这个妇人
，He told this woman,
不要再犯罪了。
Do not sin anymore.
今天的教会执行纪律的目的。
When the church deliver a disciplinary measure,
正是就是满足耶稣对教会从此不要再犯罪了这样殷切的期望。
It's the same expectation as when Jesus is telling this woman to go and sin no more.
神的教会需要圣洁。
God's church needs to be holy.
神的儿女更需要圣洁。
God's children needs to be holy.
当我们看到其他弟兄姐妹有软弱的时候
，When we see brothers and sisters fall into weakness,
我们有没有我们有没有凭爱心说诚实话，温柔的劝勉
？Are we speaking the truth in love?
还是说我们爱自己爱的更多
？Or do we love ourselves more?
为了保全我们所谓的友谊和关系
，We want to contain or maintain our relationship or friendship with this person.
而无视神的公义，无视神的圣洁。
And we disregard God's righteousness and holiness.
好，最后啊，我们每一个人
at the end.
有没有都像这位犯奸淫的妇人一样，为自己的罪所感到羞耻
？Do we all feel this deep sense of shame and conviction, just like this woman?
为我们罪所要面临的刑罚而感到恐惧和战惊
？And to feel a sense of fear about the consequence that our sins will bring.
我们有没有因为耶稣基督为我们承担了这些本来该我们所承担的刑罚而感到感恩呢
？Have we been thankful because Jesus has bore the consequence of our sin?
有没有因此而真正的悔改呢
？And have we also repented?
神的恩典是奇妙的。
God's grace is really amazing.
他是公义的，也是爱我们的神。
He's a righteous God, but he's also a loving God.
他不定我们的罪，是因为他承担了我们所有应有的惩罚。
He does not condemn us because he has already bore our sins.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So my dear friends and brothers and sisters,
我们还在心存侥幸地活在我们的罪中和软弱中吗
？Are we still living in our weakness and our sins?
不要再犯罪了。
Go and sin no more.
我们一起来到神的面前悔改。
Let's come before God and repent.
不要再犯罪了。
Do nothing.
我现在真的想邀请 NCU 的弟兄姐妹来到前边，来准备唱这个回应诗歌。
And I want to invite our brothers and sisters from NCU to come and lead us in singing the response hymn.
但是呢。